As you would recall, early into this year, President Kabila took an initiative. He invited Rwandan armed force to join with us in order to dismantle one of the armed groups working in the North and South Kivu areas. In the same line, the DRC government has recently advised the government of Rwanda that it plans to appoint Mr. Norbert Nkulu Kilombo as the new DRC ambassador to Rwanda. As you know, diplomatic relations are made of symbols and unspoken but yet powerful messages. The appointment of an ambassador is usually an indication of the quality of the relations a country seeks to establish with another country, of how important or critical it considers that relation to be. The question, therefore, is who is Mr. Nkulu? Professionally, Mr. Nkulu is a talented lawyer who masters the nuts and bolts of international law and diplomacy. He knows firsthand the history and sociology of the Great Lakes region. From a political standpoint, it is worth mentioning that Mr. Nkulu is a former deputy chief of staff in the president's office and a former minister of state in charge of presidential affairs. In both capacities, he has acted as one of the closest senior advisors to our chief of state. He therefore knows firsthand the president's vision for the DRC and the region, and he enjoys constant direct access to the president. As you know, the relations between our country and Rwanda has been troubled recently, and we need to mend fences and build trust between the leaders of our two countries and government. Given that, I couldn't think of another person who would have been better qualified for the position of the DRC ambassador in Rwanda today than Mr. Nkulu. I think that appointing him is a strong signal that President Kabila is sending to Rwanda. But we have to go beyond diplomatic relations. We have also to work on improving our economic relations. This is another line of action we're working on in order to strengthen the relations between our two countries.
Now, Minister Chibanda, what do you think undermined the relations that have existed between your country and Rwanda, and what steps are your government taking to ensure that it doesn't recur in the coming years?
Well, I don't think that at this stage it would be helpful to go back over the recent history of the relations between our two countries, because it would be, I would say, opening old wounds when we should be trying to mend these wounds. What I can say is that our two countries have been talking openly over the last 7 months, very openly, very frankly. We have held a lot of meetings between high-level representatives of our two countries, and we're looking forward to a meeting between President Kabila and President Kagame. We have discussed at length the problems between our two countries, problems linked to the security of both countries, problems stemming from the presence along the borderline, the presence of armed groups who don't respond to the authority of either government, mainly FDLR, who have sought refuge in the DRC, and whom the Rwandese authorities consider to be a threat to their security, and national armed groups, among which CNDP, which represented a threat to the national institutions of the DRC. So the two governments have agreed to work together in order to put an end to the existence of these armed groups, both national and foreign. That's why we had the Umoja Wetu operation, joint operation. That's why we are strengthening our diplomatic relations. We need to rebuild trust between the two governments, because when we were discussing, we discovered that beyond the facts, there was a lot of misunderstanding between the two countries. When Rwanda was thinking that there was no political will on the side of the DRC government to deal with the FDLR issue, we were of the opinion that the Rwanda's authorities didn't want these people to go back to their country. Working together, we have discovered that actually our positions are closer to one another than we thought, and we intend to pursue working together until we have solved once and for all this problem.
Minister Chibanda, we all know the havoc that FDLR and other militant groups or rebel insurgents in both countries are causing havoc. In that regard, how are you strengthening military cooperation in order to ensure that both countries have some sort of normalcy among your peoples?
You're right. Dismantling all these armed groups is maybe one of the major challenges facing the leadership of our country. That's why President Kabila took the bold decision of inviting Rwanda to join with us in order to deal with that issue in North Kivu. It was a risky operation, but President Kabila proved right, because we managed to dismantle the major headquarters of the FDLR militia. Having done that, the Rwandese forces have gone back to their country, but the Congolese armed forces are pursuing the operation with the assistance of MONUC. We are now involved in what we call the Kimia operation, clearing the remaining pockets of this militia in northern Kivu, but also tackling them in south Kivu. And the first results of this operation, which has just started about a week ago, are satisfactory, and we intend to keep the pressure on these people so that they understand that there is no other solution. They have to lay down their arms and repatriate to Rwanda or leave the Kivu area so that they bear no more a threat either to the population, the Congolese population, or to the state of Rwanda. And we believe that it's going to be successful, because when you look at the figures of repatriation of these combatants over the last seven months, it is interesting to note that in 7 months' time, more former FDLR combatants and family members have been repatriated to Rwanda than ever before. The improvement in the relations between Rwanda and the DRC, together with the sensitization program designed by the Congolese government and implemented in the field with the assistance of MONUC, have contributed to that positive development. And we intend to continue working in that regard.
Now, Minister Tshabanda, when will the world see President Kabila sitting down with President Kagame to cement the ongoing effort at strengthening relations between Kinshasa and Kigali?
Well, hopefully sooner than you think. Maybe within the next few weeks. We are working on the idea. We are in constant consultation with Kigali, trying to manage the work schedule of the two heads of state. But we have already agreed in principle that they're going to be meeting soon.
What is next after diplomatic relations are restored and strengthened between Kinshasa and Kigali?
What is next is, I would say, economic development in the region through economic cooperation, through joint projects, so that the resources and the creativity that we have on both sides of the borderline be put to use in order to reduce poverty and to improve the living conditions of our population. We have recently sent a team of experts to Kigali to discuss with Rwandese authorities. They have agreed on a joint project to extract methane gas from Lake Kivu and generate electricity. It's very difficult to develop industries without power. And this part of our country, North Kivu, South Kivu, and beyond our borders, Rwanda, Burundi, they are short of electricity. And we believe that by developing this project, we can find a solution to that problem. The project intends to start with 200 megawatts, 100 for Rwanda, 100 for the DRC, which will be distributed in North and South Kivu. So this is one out of many projects we are considering, that we intend to work together through CPGL and through other bilateral means in order to identify projects that we can work together, provide jobs, provide revenues to our people, develop markets, and so on, so that really people can start enjoying the benefits of peace in that region.